Welcome back. I have guests in the studio, and I'm happy to have them. They're with the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation. We have Chief Executive Officer Heather Higgins Alderman and Chief Operating Officer Santrice Martin here to talk about the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to WVON.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Why don't we begin just at the beginning? Tell us about the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation and its mission.
So I'll start, and thank you so much for having us. I'm Heather Alderman. I'm the president and CEO of the foundation, and really the vision of the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation is that every child in Illinois grows up healthy. And so we came from a settlement of a lawsuit that Attorney General Jim Ryan filed in 2002 with an insurance company, and $125 million came from that lawsuit. And instead of putting it into the general budget of the state, he had the wisdom and the foresight to set that money aside to create the foundation. And so for the past 20 years, we've been making grants. And the primary focus of our work as the only statewide private foundation is children's health, with a particular focus on children's mental health and children's oral health.
Wow. Didn't know that. That's pretty impressive on a number of different levels. So you've been around for years.
Yeah.
Can you talk about some of the things that have happened as a result of this 20-year experience?
So I'll talk a little bit about our work, and then Santrice can talk about our 20th anniversary celebration that we're having tomorrow. So a little bit about our work is that we've done about $134 million in grant making in that 20 years in more than 800 grants to organizations across the state of Illinois. And those grants have touched every 102 counties in the state, and we've done that through great projects with partners like UIC College of Dentistry, where our contributions have helped to build an oral health clinic and surgical center that took the wait list for children for oral surgery from almost 2 years to several weeks. And so we've been able to support that kind of work and have that kind of impact on children's oral health. And we've done similar work related to children's mental health, where we've been able to really listen to communities and to provide funding for them to be able to break down barriers between their pediatricians and their mental health providers and their schools and their daycare providers to build what are called systems of care around children's mental health and really meet the needs of the children in their communities.
So when you say you want to the single vision that every child in Illinois grows up healthy, that's a big vision. I mean, that takes on a lot of stuff. Is there any particular facet of healthy that you focus on? Is it mental? Is it physical? Is it, you know, whatever these other things might be?
So you're right. It is a big vision. But, you know, I think the great thing about that vision is that it's attainable. So we, as a society, we know what children need. We know that they need adults in their lives that are consistent and helpful. We know that they need nutrition and housing and education and access to care. And so we also know that we're a very small piece in a very big system with a lot of problems. And what we're trying to do is fund organizations and communities to implement solutions that help them that then might be able to be replicated across the state. So we're trying to be a piece of the puzzle that helps to cause solutions to be more widespread across the state.
So what are some of the ongoing challenges and some of the disparities that you see currently in healthcare for children around the state?
We all know what those are. Those include the fact that more than 400,000 children in this state are living in poverty, and that black children are twice as likely to live in poverty. We know that children aren't getting necessarily the nutrition they need, they aren't getting access to the education that they need, and they're not getting access to the health care, particularly mental health care, that they need.
So while you have a big, you had a lot of money starting out, you've given away a lot of money, but how do you fix that? How do you deal with that from the place that you are?
So I think that we can't fix it by ourselves, and that all of what we're talking about is collaboration and thinking about systems change and really trying to put ideas out there and potential solutions out there that others will need to take and bring to scale. So you're right, we started out with a little over $124 million and have been able to do that $134 million in grant making, and we still have an endowment of $132 million, so we know that we can keep on doing this work going forward. But again, it's really going to take not just saying that children are important, but taking the actions necessary to really improve their lives so that we can meet that vision.
So even over the time that you've been around and just thinking about children in poverty, I mean, that's one to really focus in on. Are we getting better or worse? Are we moving in a good direction or a bad direction? And what can we do going forward to try and ensure that our children, that at least we're moving in the right direction to have more of our children be healthy, if we just look at that aspect of it?
So I think in looking at that aspect, I think unfortunately, recently, we've actually gone backwards. The statistics indicate that we've gone backwards. But I think in terms of, we are still hopeful as a foundation because there are so many people really committed to trying to move things forward and encouraging, particularly in our state. We have the governor's transformation project around children's mental health, and we're optimistic that that is really going to create a system that really does move children's health forward, children's mental health forward. And we're facing across the country and in the state, I know you're aware, a workforce shortage. And so we really need to focus on how to build the workforce to meet the needs of our children.
So in our movement backwards, why? What is it? I mean, is it a environmental? Is it societal? Is it a pandemic? Or why are we worse off than we were before in these aspects that are so important for our children?
So I think it's all of those things that you just mentioned. It's environmental. It's pandemic. We knew that there were significant needs around children's mental health pre-pandemic. We know the pandemic exacerbated that. And then there were also issues with child tax credits and benefits that people were receiving as a result of the pandemic, and those have now gone away. So one of the things, there was the SNAP benefit, and that went away. And so what we saw really was a growth in nutrition needs across the state. And part of our response to that is that we've been funding the Illinois food banks that serve Illinois children at a much increased level as a result of the pandemic to try and pay attention to the rising needs around nutrition.
So, Centuries, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
We're celebrating 20 years.
We are.
How are we recognizing that?
Yes. So tomorrow we'll be hosting our 20th anniversary celebration at in Oak Brook. And we're going to be doing that with two different events. So our first event will be focused on a panel that's going to address the workforce shortage that Heather has spoken about. As we know, there was an issue with workforce prior to the pandemic, but post the pandemic, it became worse. And so we are bringing together experts from around the state to share with our grantees, as well as some of our other partners, ideas in terms of how to address the workforce shortage that we are experiencing. We are also hosting a luncheon in which Art Norman of NBC5 Chicago will be emceeing, and we will be presenting two types of grant awards tomorrow. One will be in honor of Jim Ryan, our founder and visionary of the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation, and then the other will be 21 grantees who will receive grant funds upwards to $20,000 each to support their commitment to inspire the next generation of oral health and mental health professionals.
Hang on right there, because I need to take a break, but I want to learn more about this 21 grantees.
Okay.
And it sounds like you got a lot going on for this 20th anniversary.
It is a lot, but I think it's worth it.
Sounds like it. We're talking with Santrice and Heather from the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation, the CEO and the COO, coming up on their 20th anniversary. We'll have more with them right after this. Welcome back. We're talking with Heather Higgins Alderman, the president and CEO, and Santrice Martin from FAMU, the chief operating officer for...
Not Southern.
Sorry. The chief operating officer for the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation. And as you might imagine, during the break, we had a conversation about bands. And while we were friends before, we just certain things we just recognized we will never agree on.
We will never agree on.
And I will always be right.
And FAMU but let's go. Will always have the best band.
Okay. FAMU is a great school.
It is.
And there are significant people of significant achievement who have gone to FAMU. And what I have determined is that all the HBCUs have good qualities and they do the thing that they do. And FAMU, nothing but respect.
Thank you. I agree.
Band is still not the best. but you were telling us before we went to break about the 20th anniversary that's been celebrated tomorrow. Where is it going to be?
So it is at the Hilton Oak Brook Hills Resort, and it'll be in Oak Brook, Illinois.
Hilton and Oak Brook. And you were saying that part of the celebration is the grants that are going to be given to 21 organizations.
Correct.
Are those the Jim Ryan Legacy Grants that are being given, or is that something different?
No, so there are going to be two sets of awards or grants that are going to be presented tomorrow. So the first one will be the Jim Ryan Legacy Grant, and it will be the inauguration of this grant. So recently we had presented an opportunity to our board of directors to approve the Jim Ryan Legacy Grant due to Jim Ryan's founding of our foundation, as well as Jim Ryan had passed away a few years ago, and so we wanted to create a way to honor his legacy, and one of the ways that we did that was to create the Jim Ryan Legacy Grant. So the inaugural grant will be presented tomorrow to one of our recipients who's in the midst of addressing a lot of the issues that our young people are dealing with. I know Heather talked about earlier some of the mental health issues, and we know some of that mental health issues stem from environmental factors that our young people deal with. A lot of those environmental factors, some of those environmental factors are associated with gun violence and trauma. And so the inaugural recipient that will be receiving this award, she is in the trenches with addressing those issues that our young people are facing. The second type of grants that will be provided are the grants to the 21 grantees that will be addressing the workforce shortage that we are experiencing. And they have all committed to innovative ideas to increase awareness and education around oral health and mental health professions, with the hope that perhaps some of these young people will take this up as an actual profession and help to provide some of the services that our young people need.
So oral health, UIC College of Dentistry is one of these places that's going to benefit from the grants that you're given. Talk a little bit more about that, why them, and what's happening there.
Yeah, so University College of Dentistry, they have this amazing dental assistant training program that is in partnership with Mile Square Health Center, and it is located in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood. And they really focus on identifying talent within that community to have them join this dental assistant program, where they learn about various techniques to become a dental assistant. And then they also turn around and provide those services to the community in which they serve. So I think this program is very special because, one, it is, again, focusing on talent development within that community. But then it's also creating an opportunity for young people who come to receive those services to see young people that look like them doing the work that is improving the health of their community. So it's a very special program. We're very honored to be partnering with them and providing additional support so that they can provide these services going forward.
That is a true force multiplier. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not on the board, but I approve.
Thank you.
I vote yes. How can people who are interested in the work that you do get more involved and learn more about what it is that you do?
Absolutely. So they can always go to our website. We have a website that's ilchf.org, and they can learn more about our foundation, our commitment to this work, our grantee partners, and how they can just, again, get more involved. They can also click on a newsletter and sign up for our newsletter to learn about any open RFPs that may become available if they are interested in applying for a grant that aligns with our categories, oral health and mental health, unmet emerging needs. And then if there are organizations that someone may be aware of that focuses on those core categories, again, oral health and mental health, we welcome them to share that information with us so that we can be aware of these organizations. And again, when we have an open RFP, reach out to them and see if this is a great fit for the both of us.
Check it out. It makes sense. They've got money. They're trying to make a difference. A difference that we really need. Heather Higgins Alderman, Centuries R. Martin, thank you both for coming in, and thank you for the work that you do on behalf of our children. We appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Glad to have you. Let's find out what's going on in Black Information News and the headlines. We'll be back with more right after this.